I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season, and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
This show kicks ass. Oh, hell yeah.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money is money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else, he's exaggerating. He's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. Not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, tremendous sports Thursday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew. We may be down a member after today. Yesterday on the show, our longtime technical director, Tyler Morales, announced on air that he was requesting a trade off of You Better You Bet. Today on the show, well, I guess it depends. We have a lot of good content. It might have to go to tomorrow. We'll see. At some point, today or tomorrow, we will reveal, I'm not joking, the trade talks that we have had within Odyssey to send disgruntled, unhappy Tyler Morales out of You Better You Bet. And someone else will come in to You Better You Bet. Tyler is unaware of these talks. He doesn't know where he might be headed. We will reveal that either today or tomorrow here on the show, live on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting, bitches. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, we are going to get you, dear listener, you, dear viewer, set to bet and win Thursday night football as week 9 in the National Football League kicks off on South Beach with the Miami Dolphins hosting Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. I am going to tell all of you the one thing that the Baltimore Ravens absolutely have to do tonight to avoid an upset. And I'm also going to tell you the single most important player on the Ravens in tonight's game that is not named Lamar Jackson. And I promise you this, the answer, my opinion, will surprise you. Also, I will ask this question unironically and answer it later this hour. This is not a joke. Should the Los Angeles Lakers trade LeBron James? Should the Lakers trade LeBron James? We'll get into that and last night in the NBA and why the Orlando Magic are, I think, are in a world of trouble right now. That's coming up later this hour on the show. We will get into some of the biggest games this weekend, focusing on the SEC on Saturday in college football, including Texas hosting Vanderbilt and the latest on Arch Manning. We look forward to that. And in the final hour, the power hour of the show, it's all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. The NHL, Frozen Femi. We're gonna try to have a winning night betting the NBA. We'll see how it goes. And then, side, total, and props, Thursday night football, Femi's Island, thy royal prop king, Ravens and the Dolphins in Miami. And that is where today's social question emanates. Thursday night football, YouTube, Twitch, what is your best bet for the Ravens and the Dolphins tonight? Could be a side, could be a total, could be a prop. Hell, you could make it a future if you feel so inclined. Ravens to win the AFC North? Might be worth sprinkling a couple shekels on. Your best bet for Ravens-Dolphins tonight? Type it on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Type it on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Bill Zimmerman will read the best responses later in the show. And Downtown Mike Brown will put your name in lights. We officially begin the tremendous Sports Thursday edition of You Better You Bet with Game 5 of the World Series. Allow me to express my thoughts on the game in song. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Blue Jays 6, Dodgers 1. Now, we'll talk about the game, we'll talk about the series, we'll talk about Game 6, we'll talk about potential Game 7, but I need to begin by making it about me, and I'll apologize in advance for this, because I have to say this. I actually, like, can't believe it that this is happening again. In this calendar year of our Lord, 2025, Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl futures, up the wazoo in parlays. They get to the big game and just get wiped off the face of the earth by the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, that's one. It sucked. You can deal with it. And I said, you know, coming out of the Super Bowl, you know, like, the Chiefs were great until they weren't. They were favored in the final game. Like, what more can you ask for? Well, then, Duke. And I think that 30 years from now, if you had money on Duke, and a lot of people did, to win this year's national championship, this past year, I should say, national championship in college basketball, like, you'll hear the words Malawach, Flag, Knipple, Kelvin Sampson, and you're just going to break out into hives. Like, drop into the fetal position and start, like, sucking your thumb like Linus from Peanuts. Favored against Houston. Losers at the very end. And now, the Los Angeles Dodgers might be added to the mix. They get to the end. Big favorite against the Toronto Blue Jays, and now they're on the ropes. Oh, man. Isn't futures betting fun? Isn't it fun betting on teams to win championships? How great is that? Chiefs, Duke, and potentially the Dodgers all in one calendar year make it to the very end and potentially fall short. And the Blue Jays beat that ass last night. Unbelievable performance. And the truly insane thing about it, the game is over after one pitch. It's done. I'm watching the game, and I'm like, they're finished. They're finished. The Dodgers hit the Blue Jays with a kidney shot in the 18th inning in Game 3. And the Blue Jays got up off the mat, Mike Tyson uppercut in Game 4. And now, let's see how the Dodgers respond. Well, one pitch from Blake Snell, 1-0 Blue Jays off the bat of David Schneider. And I'm just like, well, it was a good run. Like, let's just go to Toronto now. But no, that wasn't enough. Oh, no. It didn't end there. Then it's Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and it's 2-0. And let's be real. Did anyone in that moment think, oh yeah, Dodgers are going to come back and win this game? The Blue Jays have been the better team over the balance of this series, took momentum away from the Dodgers in Game 4, and retained that momentum as soon as the damn game started last night in Los Angeles in Game number 5. Back-to-back Jacks to lead it off of Blake Snell. Ball game over. Honestly, that's like the fastest an event. Something has ended in Los Angeles since Kendrick Lamar versus Drake. Starts, and then it's over. Da-da-da-da. What can you say? I mean, we've praised the Blue Jays so much already. I'm not sure what else there is to add. This team's unbelievable. I mean, and I do view this as a Yankee fan, I guess, kind of through the lens of the Yankees and how pathetic the Yankees were last year against the Dodgers, where they were so, well, how, just like a bit, how pathetic were the Yankees? Well, the Dodgers won the World Series and then couldn't stop talking for months, not about how great they were, but how terrible the Yankees were. And now, here's the Toronto Blue Jays swinging back, landing haymakers, and you know who looks like the Yankees? The Dodgers. You know who looks like some curtain jerking jabroni, fly by night, bunch of losers? The Los Angeles Dodgers. We said it yesterday. Where the hell has this Dodgers offense gone? I'll channel my inner Andre 3000 here. What's cooler than being cool? Ice cold. And what's colder than ice cold? The Dodgers bats. All right, 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 all right. Okay, now Mookie. Yeah? Can you get a base hit, Mookie Betts? Can you do it?
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season, and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With 4 episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No. Former Major League Baseball General Manager Steve Phillips joins us on the show yesterday. MLB Network Radio, MLB Network, TSN. He's a stud, man. And Steve Phillips says, as I say to him on the air, lineup comes out. Mookie's dropped to third. Hey, Steve, what do you think? Steve chugged a can of Celsius and then responded, I would have dropped him to seventh. And it sounded pretty harsh. But as we learned last night, not harsh enough. 0 for 4, 2 strikeouts. Mookie Betts, 3 for 23 in this World Series. And the 3 hits, all singles. I'm about to really, really insult Mookie Betts. What I'm about to say, this may be my last edition of You Better, You Bet. I might get canceled for saying this. He looks like Anthony Volpe. His first at bat is so, he's like cue the Frank Ocean. He's lost, standing up there at the plate. He's lost. And we're going to spell it the New York way for effect. L-A-W-S-T. Lost. He's lost. He's flailing. His confidence is shot. He looks like Anthony Volpe swinging the bat. And this is a guy who's won an MVP, has won multiple World Series, and is going to the Hall of Fame. He's lost. This is like A-Rod, the Joel Zumaia postseason for the Yankees. He's lost it. It's unbelievable. This vaunted Dodgers offense shut down now. I mean, they've done nothing basically since the Ohtani homer in the bottom of the seventh and then the Freeman homer obviously in the 18th. But you had 11 innings in between those two homers. They've done nothing. Nothing. And Treya Savage deserves a ton of credit. A ton of credit. He's looking like, and I know I'm not the only person, it's like Jason Stark of The Athletic tweeted this, so like it's not like an original thought by me, but I can't be the only person that's watching the game last night and watching this kid, and I say kid because he's like, what is he, 21? Whatever. A precocious youth. He looks like Josh Beckett in the 03 World Series for the Marlins against the Yankees. He's dominant. They can't touch him. He has come up since the start of the season. 5 levels. I didn't even know that was possible. How many A's are there? Single, double, triple, Sacramento. How many are there? He's been on the Blue Jays for 45 days. 12 strikeouts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's in his bank account. There's going to be more than that. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 strikeouts on his box score. Shoving against the Dodgers. Even the great Shohei Ohtani. Powerless to stop this blue wave. I mean, insert political joke here. I said blue wave because it's, you know, there's a Kamala Harris joke to be made here. I'm not going to make it. I'm just saying I just worked myself into that. I think we're going to get one in New York City coming up in the next couple days. So Toronto now, one win away from the first World Series championship for the franchise since 1993. Can the Dodgers get it to a Game 7? Can the Dodgers still win the series? I will answer both those questions next on this Thursday on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With 4 episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.